Hi there, I'm Lee. I'm so excited that you're here today. Jesus is preparing us to stand before him that day. We think we're ready for his return, but he continues to show us day after day that we're not ready. That when we stand before him, he'll have to say, I didn't know you, because we're not doing his will. And so we were talking about being on the vine, so that being connected to Jesus, we can do his will. We can have the fruits of the Spirit develop in our life to a place where we represent him. We can ask what we will, and it'll happen because we're representing him, showing to be true disciples of his. And so that's what we're talking about, developing the fruit to much more excellent fruit, looking outstanding like Jesus did. Let's acknowledge him, Jesus. We thank you that you are cleaning us up, washing us with the word, showing us your truth. And Lord, I thank you and praise you that you would speak through me today, that I wouldn't miss anything that you have to say. Thank you for choosing us to do your work. You're amazing. You're exciting. And how can we live without you? Thank you, Jesus. You don't want to jump off that vine, because being connected to the vine, you're connected to Jesus. You have his thoughts, his presence, his everything on the inside of you, flowing through you to do his will. But so often we jump off the vine because maybe because of fear, or it seems too much, or the enemy has come in and taunted us, and just all kinds of reasons we jump off. And Jesus said, you can't do this without me. So much of the time we can see that the world is religious. They're doing church without Jesus. They're doing Christianity without Jesus. And really without that love. Jesus said, the most important command is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. So treating your neighbor, whoever is around you, whoever you're with, whoever you run into, as yourself, how you would treat yourself. And today we're talking about benevolence. The fruit of the Spirit, the work which his presence within us accomplishes, is love, joy, gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, gentleness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint. Against such things there are no law. And so to be kind, to be good, to treat that other person as you treat yourself. We naturally have ourselves on our mind all the time. But I like how this says this, the work which his presence within us accomplishes. When you are being led by the Spirit and you are being kind and putting the other person first and wanting this in your life, staying on the vine so that you're corrected, then you're going to hear him say, you do that. Do that for this person. Go out of your way. Go the extra mile. Instead of doing this for you, do this for them. So oftentimes I have my day kind of thinking what I want to do. And not too often, but most time, I'm asking him what he wants me to do, because I want to do his will. I don't want to stand before him that day and have missed it. I heard a story the other day. It was a man of God, and he was telling how he missed God. He was so busy doing his own thing that his neighbor, a couple doors down, needed him, and he never knew it until it was too late. We don't want that to happen in our lives. You know, something God asked me to do a couple of weeks ago, it took me actually a couple of weeks to do it. And I started doing it. And I realized, wow, this person really needs to connect with Jesus. You know, people that are in nursing homes, God showed me this, they're there waiting. They're waiting to die. But Jesus doesn't want to take them yet because they have things in their lives that need to be resolved first. And most of the time, it's unforgiveness. Almost every time he sent me out, it's unforgiveness. God needs us to do stuff for him, but we're too busy doing our own thing, planning our own day, hurrying up and living this life before it's over, because we don't have the revelation knowledge of how it's going to be when we leave here, how it's going to be to live with him. And the only way we can find that out is to spend time with him and get to know him. And so the act of kindness, benevolence, that fruit of the Spirit, we really have to develop in our lives. I have to. I'm not ready. If he would come today, I know a lot of areas in my life that he has shown me I am selfish, and he's getting those dead branches off of me, but we have to be willing to do that. About, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago, I wrote a book, The Man in the Red Tattered Shirt, and it's free. You can get it just by going to my website. And what happened, what inspired that book was me thinking about me. I was at a gas station. I was getting gas, and there was a man there. And he was throwing the garbage cans around. He was staring at me with a really scary look. And he was throwing the garbage cans, kicking them, throwing the cover, and just saying, "Notice me." And instead of me being kind and putting myself aside, I got into fear because of his violent temper. I grew up with a lot of violence, and it scares me, and I want to get away from it. And that's what I did. I got away from it. And the next morning, I mean, like it was an excuse. You know, even if he wasn't violent, I probably really didn't want to deal with him. But that just stopped it. I just didn't want anything to do with him. I didn't want to be hurt. I didn't want to be hit. In other words, I didn't want to invite him in my car. I thought of all that. So, of course, that's what I should have done. And he was even, like, looking at me like, "Why do you have a car and I don't?" He was homeless. And so the next morning when I sat with Jesus, he corrected me. And I saw myself in the line with the sheep and the goats. And I was in the wrong line. I was in the wrong line because I didn't do for that man. It was a scary time sitting there with Jesus and him showing me myself. I mean, I have Jesus with me. I don't have anything to be afraid of. But it was just about me. It's almost like you do your thing for Jesus, and then sometimes, maybe for some of us, not all of us, not me so much anymore after I've gone through some of the things I have gone through, but it was like, okay, it's night. I did what I was supposed to do today. Now it's just about me. I just want to get my gas and go home and eat and rest. But this man needed me. And Jesus was saying, you could have invited him in your car. You could have counseled him. You could have showed him me. But instead, you just got back in your car as fast as you could and you took off. The man needed me. He needed Jesus, and I didn't have time. I didn't care. I just left. And that hurts Jesus. And then we say, you know, "Lord, I love you. I'll do anything for you." But will we? And then when we stand before him that day, is he going to say, "I didn't know you? You didn't have time for me? You didn't give? You didn't love that man like you love yourself? You took care of yourself. You went home, you got in a nice warm bed. You didn't offer him anything. You didn't offer him any money. You didn't offer him your time. You didn't give him a ride. It was inconvenient for you." I felt so ashamed, so terrible. And that's what God is saying, is most of us are like this. We call ourselves Christians, yet like he said, you only do good for those who do good to you. Like, if you're going to get something out of it, then, you know, you're going to give in that situation. Love those who won't love you back. Give to those who can't give to you back. And so that act of kindness that Jesus is talking about is caring about someone else. So much of the time we think, and I was probably thinking that night, that's his problem, not my problem. And that's what we think. Well, that's their problem, it's not my problem. But Jesus is saying, make it your problem. That's what loving your neighbor is as yourself, is loving that person enough to do something about the problem they're having, the situation that they are in, what you can do to help. I'm thinking of James 2:17. Faith without action is dead. Verse 16, you see somebody in need, what do? Do you pray for them and walk away, or do you meet that need? And then verse 17 says, if you don't meet that need, you don't have faith because you're not acting like it. Like, if you give somebody your last $10, like that woman that had no money, she gave the last of her money, and Jesus said, wow, look at this. She had faith. Will you give your last $10 and have faith that Jesus will meet your needs? He will. Whatever need that you have, if you take care of his stuff, he's going to take care of yours. He says that to me all the time. The Bible says, give and it'll be given unto you. He's asking us to care, to develop that fruit in our life where we would look like him. Can you imagine Jesus walking away from that man? No, I can't. Can you imagine Jesus walking by a homeless person without doing anything about it? Can you imagine? No. And we're supposed to be Jesus to them. But we're too busy. We're too self-centered. We got this to do and that to do. Oh, I had this plan today. Sorry, Jesus, find someone else, please. Next time. I'll do it next time. That's a very convicting message. We can't be a Christian off the vine, even to receive that correction. You have to be on the vine to be able to receive that conviction. And I already felt the conviction on the way home. I was giving myself all kinds of excuses why I couldn't help that man. And the next day I was corrected. Jesus corrects those that he loves. If you want to be corrected, you have to be open to be corrected. And I don't want to on that day hear him say, I didn't know you. You know, to love other people, you can't do that on your own. To put someone else first, you can't do it on your own because you can't even see yourself without him showing you yourself. You can't see. We're blind, really. We're oblivious to what we're thinking and what we're doing until Jesus shows us that. And he wants to show us, but we have to have ears to hear. We have to want to hear. We have to want to be corrected. If you don't want to be, then on that day, you're going to be shocked to hear him say, I didn't know you. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. Those who do the will of my Father. And many are going to say, but Lord, come on. I did this, I did that. But you didn't do my Father's will. I didn't know you. I don't know you. And so staying on that vine and developing that fruit. After what I did, I never walked by a homeless person again without doing something to help that person. In the midst of the inconvenience, you want to do His will. It's not His will that one would perish. And if you don't care that people are perishing, or even like sitting in a nursing home waiting for you to come and do what you are gifted to do or what you were sent to do, then you don't care. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind is to care about what He cares about. And He cares about those people. And if you don't, then that is not a good thing. Then you don't love Him. He's saying, care. Be that one. You know, we think that we have this wrong thinking that just being religious, and we're not even realizing we're just being religious, but not real, is the thing to do. Copying, conforming to the world and doing things their way and doing what they think is right instead of conforming to Jesus. Like, I think of the rich man. He said, what do I have to do to have eternal life? And Jesus clearly said, give your stuff away. Sell it. Give it to the poor. And the man was offended at that. And you know what else Jesus said? Follow me. Jesus is saying to you and I, follow me. Are you willing to lay it all down and follow Him? Go lay hands on the sick, cast out demons, do whatever He needs you to do. People are crying out to Him. And as disciples, we are to go to them and do what Jesus said He would do. He's using us who are willing. Do you care? Or don't you? Is it about you? Or is it about your neighbor? What they're going through should be what you're going through. Whether it be counseling them, giving to a need that they have, whatever that is, let Jesus show you and then do it for Him. Whatever you do for someone else, you do it really for Him. When you give to the poor, you're lending to the Lord. And so whatever you're doing, make sure that you're on the vine and that you're doing His will. Make sure you're on the vine. Make sure you're connected. Make sure you can hear Him. Make sure He's correcting you. Make sure you're not in the wrong line. I saw myself in the wrong line. And there were so many people in the line. And they were saying, but Lord, I did this, I did that. It was like a vision I had. I did this, I did that. And He was saying, away from me, I never knew you. He doesn't want to say that. That's why He's put off coming. In Peter, it says, it is not His will that one should perish. He's long-suffering as He's waiting for us to do what He said we would do. He said, I'm going to go. You're going to do what I was doing and much greater things. And as Christians with that name, we're not any kinder than someone in the world. And many times, people just put on this facade. Oh, yes, 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 yes. But they never carry through with what they say they're going to do. That's a scary place to be. We don't want to be in that place. Okay? So let's pray. Jesus, we love You. We praise You. We thank You for correcting us, showing us the truth, helping us, allowing us to do Your will, and helping us with Your presence, with Your correction. Help us not to go a day without hearing You, without getting directions, only thinking of ourselves. We thank You. We praise You. Thank you, Jesus. I just hear Jesus saying, love that person the way they want to be loved. Don't love that person the way you think they should be loved. Don't ignore how they're reaching out to you. Don't come up with something that suffices. But do exactly what you know that they want, and then some. Don't buy somebody a present that you know that they don't want, but find out what it is they want and do that and plus. If you know somebody wants to spend time with you, then spend that time with them. Don't always be saying, I don't have time, I don't have time. Make time. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless you.